Well, it probably did. It still does. Well, then, yeah. You'd be fine and ask me for to wed, and I would marry Johnny.
Thanks, have a lovely voice. Sonia is living in Woodstock, and Woodstock is a place of much musical experimentation and a lot of interesting music coming out of Woodstock of all different kinds. Recently I heard her record, which I met Lou Killen a long time ago. Lou is an old, yes. He's an old friend of the festival, and I guess the last time we met was at the Gotta Get Gone, and I had a chance to meet Sally. And the combination is very beautiful. I guess it's the first time Lou and Sally are performing for Fox Hollow this year. He from Merry Old England and she from Merry Old USA, and the combination is charming. Lou and Sally.
Cropper lads of high renown, who like to drink strong ale that's brown, and strike its haughty tyrant down with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, my lads, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke, the cropper lads for me.
What
though the specials still advance, and troopers nightly round us prance, us cropper lads still lead the dance with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, my lads, gallant lads they be, with a lusty stroke the sheer frames broke, the cropper lads for me. And when at night, when all is still, and the moon is hid behind yon hill, we still advance to do our will with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, my lads, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke, the cropper lads for me. Great Enoch still shall lead our van, stop him who dares, stop him who can. Step forward every gallant man with hatchet, pike, and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, my lads, gallant lads they be, with lusty stroke the sheer frames broke, the cropper lads for me.
We thought we'd indulge in a little industrial activity to start with, at any rate. That cropper lads, the fellas who worked in the woolen industry up in Yorkshire. This next song comes from my part of the country, County Durham, and it's a mining song. And it's about a strike, just as the last one was. It's called The Coal Owner and the Pitman's Wife. The coal owners and pitmen's wives didn't mix socially, normally. In fact, usually the coal owners were so upper class that they weren't even aware that wives existed, looked upon them as animals. And that's why he's not at all surprised, really, when this woman tells him that she's come from hell, because she's all black, having worked in the pits along with her husbands. It's got a chorus if you fancy singing it. It's simply down, 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 Derry down, at the end of each verse, where all good choruses come. A dialogue I'll tell you as true as me life, between the coal owner and the poor pitman's wife. As she was a-walking all on the highway, she met the coal owner, and this she did say, "Derry down, 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 derry down. Good morning, Lord Fire Damp, this woman," she cried. "I'll do you no harm, sir, so don't be afraid. But if you'd been where I've been the most of me life, well, you wouldn't turn pale at the poor pitman's wife. Derry down, 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 derry down. Well, where do you come from?" the owner, he cried. "I come from hell," the poor woman replied. "Well, if ye come from hell, then come tell us right plain just how you contrive to get out again. Derry down, 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 derry down. Well, the way I got out, the truth I will tell, the turning the poor folk all out of hell, and this to make away for the rich wicked race, for there is a great number of them in that place. Derry down, 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 derry down. And the coal owners are the next on command to arrive in hell, as I understand, cause I heard the old devil say as I come out that coal owners all had received their out. Derry down, 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 derry down. If you be a coal owner, sir, take my advice. Agree with your men and give them a fair price. For if and you don't, well, I know very well you'll be in great danger of going to hell. Derry down, 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 derry down. Good woman, said the owner, I must bid you farewell. You give me a dismal account about hell. For if this all is true that you say unto me, I'll be off like a whippet with me poor men agreed. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down.
Another song that comes from her husband, thanks to a recruiting sergeant who managed to get him drunk and get that little piece of paper signed before he knew what he was doing. It's called The Recruited Collier. Oh, what's the matter with you, me lass? And where's your dashing Jimmy? The soldier lads have picked him up and sent him far, far from me. Last payday he went into town, and them red-coated fellows enticed him in and made him drunk. He'd a better gone to the gallows. The very sight of his cockade, it set us all a-crying, and me, I nearly fainted twice. I thought that I was dying. Me father would have paid the smart or run for the golden guinea. But the sergeant swore he'd kissed the book, and now they've got young Jimmy. When Jimmy talks about the wars, it's worse than death to hear him. I must go out and hide my tears, because I cannot bear him. For aye he jibes and cracks his jokes, and bids me not forsake him. A brigadier or a grenadier, he says they're sure to make him. As I walked o'er the stubble field, below it runs the seam, I thought of Jimmy Hewen there, but it was
To think the lumps was in his hands. It sets my heart to beatin'. So break my heart, and then it's o'er. So break my heart, my dearie. Then I lie in the cold, cold grave, for of single life I'm weary. Thank you.
After that song about the military, here's a march. But it's not a standard march. It's not a military march. It's a country march. It's called the Hen's March to the Midden. And if you know what a midden is, which I hope you know, on Thursday morning, most of these grounds and the campsite was like a midden. Usually it's the equivalent of a sort of garbage heap or a compost heap. You put everything on it. And for some peculiar reason, up in our part of the world, it always seems to be the place where the rooster seems to get himself up on. He's like king of the midden. Hence this hen's march to the midden, because the rooster's on it. You might almost say it's a love march too. Hesitancy. This is a duet. It's my favourite duet of the Copper family in Sussex, the county of Sussex in Britain there. Harmony singing is very common in lots of various areas of Britain, but the Coppers are renowned. They're a family who've been doing it for 300 years. They have some kind of something that geneticists have been trying to get hold of for years. Each succeeding generation seems to be able to breed a tenor and a bass the next one, then a tenor the next one, and a bass the next one.
We should have such luck.
Yeah. It's called, it's one of the really beautiful lyrical songs. It's called The Shepherd of the Downs. It's just plain love and beauty and lyrical. You got that scene on.
I'm going to pitch a little lower.
A shepherd of the downs, being weary of his sport, retired to the hills where he used to resort.
In want of refreshment, he laid himself down.
He wanted no riches,
no wealth from the crown. He wanted no riches, no wealth from the crown. He drank of the cold brook, he ate of the tree. Himself he did enjoy, from all sorrow was free. He valued no girl, be she ever so fair.
No pride nor ambition,
he valued no care. No pride nor ambition, he valued no care. As he was a-walking one evening so clear, a heavenly sweet voice sounded soft in his ear. He stood like a post, not one step could he move.
He knew not what ailed him,
but thought it was love. He knew not what ailed him, but thought it was love.
He beheld a young damsel, a fair, modest maid. She had something amiss, and disguised in her face,
disguised in her face, she unto him did say,
"How now, Master Shepherd,
how came you this way? How now, Master Shepherd, how came you this way?"
The shepherd he replied and modestly said,
"I never was surprised before at a maid. When first you beheld me, from sorrow I was free.
But now you have stolen
my poor heart away. But now you have stolen my poor heart away." He took her by the hand, and this he did say, "We will be married, pretty Betsy, today." So to church they did go, and were married, we do hear.
And now he'll enjoy
pretty Betsy, his dear. And now he'll enjoy pretty Betsy, his dear.
Let's end it with Martin Shelton's name.
All right.
We'd like to end with what is really a drinking song, or
more
a drunken song. Yeah, it's very difficult to tell with the song. Most of you know it, I'm quite sure. If you do, you can join in the chorus parts. I think first people who sang it here perhaps were our good friends John Roberts and Tony Barron. We all tend, a lot of these songs tend to be chopped around amongst all of us, so we try to keep it going in your memory if it hasn't stuck yet. It's called Martin Said to His Man. Oi, man, you right.
Martin said to his man,
fie, man, fie. Martin said to his man, who's the fool now? Martin said to his man, fill thou the cup and I the can. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
I saw the man in the moon,
fie, man, fie. Saw the man in the moon, who's the fool now? Saw the man in the moon, clouted on St. Peter's shoon. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
I saw a flea heave a tree,
fie, man, fie. Saw a flea heave a tree, who's the fool now? Softly heave a tree, 20 miles out to sea. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
I saw the hare chase a hound,
fie, man, fie. Saw a hare chase a hound, who's the fool now? Saw a hare chase a hound, 20 miles above the ground. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
I saw a rat chase a cat,
fie, man, fie.
Saw a rat chase a cat,
who's the fool now? Saw a rat chase a cat, saw the cheese eat the rat. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
I saw a maid milk a bull,
fie, man, fie. Saw a maid milk a bull, who's the fool now? Saw a maid milk a bull, at every pull a bucket full. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now? Martin said to his man, fie, man, fie. Martin said to his man, who's the fool now? Martin said to his man, fill thou the cup and I the can. Thou hast well drunken, man, who's the fool now?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful. I spoke about it this afternoon when Eric Schoenberg was playing, and I'll describe it to you again. This is a special treat for me. Really, in a sense, it's a selfish indulgence to have invited Eric Schoenberg and Dave Laidman to play here. Back in the 50s, when we were playing in Washington Square, there was an instrumental technical renaissance going on. At least there was a kind of an industrial revolution of the banjo, where people were learning all different kinds of new styles, technical finger styles, on the banjo, on the guitar. Mick Reynolds picking was coming out on the mandolin. On the guitar, when I first started playing in New York,
this first one is an unknown reg. We don't know who wrote it. I got it from Bill Keith on a tape of a piano, a player piano. It's called Red Carpet Rag. We worked it out as a duet. If anyone knows the name of this rag, would they please come forward? You know, the kind of announcement they always make. But this is Red Carpet Rag.
Last night, I had a request for Maple Leaf Rag, and I said we're going to do it tonight, and we are. We're going to try to do it anyway.
He's going to try to do it.
If the fingers make it to the end. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I don't know. Thank you. That was Scott Joplin's first major piece, and it kicked off a whole ragtime craze, and it started him on a whole career of recording. And now Dave is going to play a later one. I'm not sure, it's 10, 11, 12 years later. And a very beautiful rag called Pineapple Rag. I'm going to sit out and watch this one.
Let me do the work. This one a long introduction while I tune. All right. Well, there isn't too much I can say about it. You know when it was written. You always know that sort of thing.
When the early one.
This is another Joplin rag called The Entertainer. It's rather early. It's a very sweet sounding thing. It's got a sort of an enchanting melody.
Thank you.
he's got to get into a very weird tuning for this one, so you got to be a little patient with him. They don't make self-tuning guitars yet.
It's for your own good, too.
Thank you.
which is an Egyptian ancient zither or psaltery type instrument, and it's very beautiful. We, Marty and I, were living in Toronto for several years, and we met George there, and we asked him to come down. He was here last year, and we're lucky to have him again to demonstrate and show you the kanun and to play some Egyptian music for you. George, and Steve, and Spiro.
Steve, want to check the tuning? Can you hear well? All right. Well, hi, folks. The music we're going to play tonight will be Turkish, Egyptian, and Greek music. We are going to start by a classic Turkish song. It's indeed very classical. And it's called Hanky, Yankee Doodle. Thank you. What's next? Oh yeah, what you're going to play next will be one song and one instrumental piece, the two combined form a belly dance. And what will happen soon, we're going to start play and then we have a belly dancer who's going to dance, and she insists that I say that she does not dance the classic style but some informal style. However, we think she danced quite well. Anyway. Oh, the girl's name is Amy. Amy what? I don't know. She's from California. She's very pretty too. Oh man, yeah, Dr. Chan. What's that? Thank you. Now the next is the dance called Dance from Zakonia, and I don't know if it is a dance or a song or both, and Steve is going to sing, so please indulge.
Thank you.
Sawa, Steve and Spiro. Green Saab, Pennsylvania, 6M8654, lights are on. I thought the new Saabs, when you turn the ignition off, the lights went off. It's an old Saab, or maybe the ignition is on. We need a ride for a performer going back to New York City after the performance tonight. If there is anyone who would like to do that, if you could report to the information booth. Yeah, okay, I will. George's instrument, the canoon, is a psaltery-type instrument, a zither-type instrument, and has a bridge. And underneath the bridge, one of the things that gives it that very light sound is our fish membranes. It's like a banjo skin, but they're fish skin. And at the psaltery workshop this afternoon, I asked him what kind of fish it was, and he said that he didn't know the English name. The Egyptian name was Susmakis. I said, "Oh, that's gefilte fish." He said, "Oh yeah." So let's don't know. Don't laugh. If he asks, or if he says anything about it, I say, "Oh yes, that's the gefilte fish." So from now on, he'll think he knows the English word. Be quiet. It'll be just your secret and mine. Don't tell anybody else. These guys don't need any introduction. They don't really deserve any. The Putnam String County Band.
Light tuning, light sounds tonight. Maybe we'll just sit here and tune for 30, 40 minutes and see if you can guess which part of the world it's from. Thank you. song is called both Feldman's Haircut and Hobart's Transformation. It's just an old mountain tune that got shaved. We'd like to just do our part of the music this evening. We are the Putnam String County Band. Jay, Lynn, and Abby, my name is John. We're all from Putnam County, New York, except for Jay and Lynn and Abby. Here's an old Carter family song called The Dixie Darling.
Way down below the Mason-Dixie line, where the honeysuckles are entwined, where the southern winds are blowing, there's where the daisies grow. All the girls of the north in the gay finery are whirling around in society, singing a song of Dixie Darling, where I long to be.
My Dixie Darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
I'm going down south to have a big time. My girl in old Carolina, drink my booze, do as I please, for all them pretty girls long to squeeze. Singing a song of Dixie Darling, there's where I long to be going, where the jelly roll is growing with my Dixie Queen.
My Dixie Darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
A number of years ago in California in Mendocino called The Last Go Round. Some people wanted to hear it yesterday. We'll do it tonight.
Circular motion like the waters of every he'd like to. The next song we're going to do was just published in Sing Out magazine. And if you like it and you want to learn it, there's a little record in the magazine with the song on it, a verse and a chorus. And it's a song that I wrote after listening to too many country and western stations. I just sort of figured I ought to write a country and western song, so, or a country and eastern song. There's something I've been meaning to tell you. Well, there's been something I've been meaning to tell you, and I can't wait the rest of my life. I know you can love a lover, but you never could love your wife. And relax and listen to John's story about his trip.
Now there's something I want to tell you. This song I'm about to do for you is so difficult that I have an accompanist. Mr. Unger here. He plays the banjo part on the banjo.
And Mr. Cohen's banjo.
It's such a complicated accompaniment that as he performs this, you watch the fingers of his left hand never leave his hand. Now, this is called the automobile trip to Alabama.
I just forgot what county.
And I landed off an old record.
All right. Mother,
I think. It never comes out the same one, sir. Well, some folks call me Red, but my hair's not red. It just got wet and rusted, that's all. But I bought me a brand new Ford the other day, and I poured it full of 10 gallons of Woco Pep gasoline to see how far I could drive it. I drove it 3 weeks night and day, wired back for a new set of tires. I still didn't need no gasoline. I drove it all over the hills and hollers of Alabama. On top of one of those big mountains over there, I saw an old man driving a cow to a buggy. Well, the cow got scared of my brand new Ford, so the old man taken the cow and tied him to a tree and said he'd pull the buggy himself. So he got between the shafts and started. And just as he got alongside of me, I shot the juice to my brand new Ford and scared the old man, so he ran away and tore up the buggy. So the cow got loose and he's just walking on down the road, just laughing at him. So I went on down to a place they call Bear Creek. On the other side of Bear Creek, I saw a great big bear. Well, the Ford stood there and started shaking, so I reached in the back seat and grabbed my hat and coat and crawled on down the road for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 miles. I come back 10 minutes later, and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford standing in the middle of a broom sage patch, kicking with both hind feet and pawing like the dickens with the front too. Well, I turned around and I didn't see no bear. I wondered what's the matter. The Ford said, "Don't you see all them young aeroplanes lighting on my back?" Well, I looked back there, and sure enough, there was a whole bunch of little yellow striped things lighting on the brand new Ford. It had knots on it like hen's eggs. Well, I got me a brush and begin to thrush. They thought I was getting kind of hot, so they began to fly around my head and try to cool me off. This kind of got the Ford mad. It says, "Put him in the back seat, and we'll drive him on down to the river and drown him." So I put him in the back seat and got behind the wheel, and naturally the Ford, it kicked and poured and run a hot box and run all the grease out of it, and all it could say was me and you and them. I says, "It may be me and you and them now, but it's just going to be you and them for a little while." So I went on down the road for 10 minutes and I come back 5 minutes later, and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford scattered all over a 10-acre field. Well, I taken the back housing and I taken the ramrod and I taken 2 gallons of the Woco Pep gasoline and I poured them in to make me a gun to go hunt the bear. I went on down to the river and saw a drove of ducks up the river and a drove of geese down the river. Just then I turned around and what do you think I saw? But there was a rattlesnake a-fixin' to bite poor me. I lit a match to the gasoline and blowed up the gun. One barrel went up the river, got all the ducks. The other barrel went down the river, got all the geese. The ramrod went down the snake's throat and killed it. And the explosion was so strong, it knocked me back in the river and I come out with both boots full of fish. Just then I turned around and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford all back together again. Still didn't need no Woco Pep gasoline. That's the only song I could think of that matched some of the nice music you've been hearing tonight. And you've been all sitting back and enjoying it. And sometimes when we get this fast square dance music going, you start clapping. And but this one has a special possibility for you.
Sit on your hands.
What? No, don't sit on your hands. It'll get your hands cool. Instead of clapping with your hands, if you feel like clapping, that is, try with your on your legs. On your chest, on your banjo, on your chest, on your banjo, on your face, on your head, on your neighbor, and you know,
on your microphone,
on your microphone stand, and if you get good at that, we'll stop playing, and that will take the music from here to there, and then we'll bring it back to here. You ladies, all ready?
Ready.
Tune called "Twin Sisters." I learned it in Hillsville, Virginia.
Thank you.
Is there any Jack Daniels around?
Jack Daniels?
Black Jack Daniels. Need some Black Jack Daniels.
Well, we've just
been
informed that we can only do one more song.
Later. One more, huh? It's possible.
Anything's possible.
Well,
do it.
We'll just do it.
Okay. Do it twice.
Twist my arm.
That's what I like to do. Let's do it.
Jack Davy came riding by, whistling so merrily, he made the woods all round him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady, he charmed the heart of a lady. Oh, come with me, my pretty little one, oh, come with me, my honey, I swear by the beard upon my chin that you'll never want for money, that you'll never want for money. Pull off your high-heeled shoes, all made of Spanish leather. Put on your low-heeled boots, and we'll ride off together, and we'll ride off together. She pulled off her high-heeled shoes, all made of Spanish leather. She jumped behind him on his horse, and they rode off together, and they rode off together. Said she's with Black Jack Davy, she's gone with Black Jack Davy. Oh, saddle me up my coal black steed, my white one's not so speedy. I rode all day and I'll ride all night, and I'll overtake my lady, and I'll bring home my lady. He rode all night till broad daylight, he came to River Raging, and there he spied his darling bride in the arms of Black Jack Davy, in the arms of Black Jack Davy. Pull off your long black clothes, all made of Spanish leather, and jump behind me on my horse, and we'll ride home together, and we'll ride home together. She pulled off her long black gloves, all made of Spanish leather. She gave to him her lily white hand, but said goodbye forever. She said goodbye forever. Would you forsake your house and home? Would you forsake your baby? Would you forsake your wedded love and go with Black Jack Davy? And go with Black Jack Davy. Last night I slept in a warm feather bed beside my husband and baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of Black Jack Davy, in the arms of Black Jack Davy.
Thank you. Hold it. Excuse me, please. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Thank you. Listen, I know this is a Saturday night crowd, and many of you haven't been here before, but